Next item, item six, Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee. We do not have, to my knowledge, Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee here today, so we'll, unless I'm wrong, we'll skip over that. And go to the 2019 to 21 biennial budget development. Bill and the Chiefs. Sounds like a band.
Bill and the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs, that's right.
Good afternoon, Chair Imason, members of the board, State Forester Doherty. For the record, my name is Bill Herber, Administrative Services Division Chief. Today, I'm here to present to you for consideration our agency's 1921 policy option packages for our agency request budget. You just received a summary copy of the agency's five policy option packages for that budget. If you recall, last board meeting, you received an overview with four policy option packages. We actually added one policy option package, and I'll describe that in just a minute. So I mentioned we have four policy option packages. I'll actually be talking about four of them during my presentation, and Doug Graff will be talking about package 100. That's the agency initiative, agency sustainability during the next topic. So mine are very much technical in nature, part of the budget process that you've probably seen already. None of them have any FTE or positions tied to them, so they're just either general fund asks or other fund limitation asks, and I'll describe those as we go through. So first is the list you have is in agency priority order, with the first ones being of highest priority. So our first package is package 110, Fire Season Severity Resources from the Fire Protection Division. So this is a $6 million general fund ask from the State Emergency Fund. And it goes into our special purpose appropriation for supplemental firefighting resources, and it reimburses costs for the state's share of catastrophic fire insurance and other wildfire emergency assets, such as aviation and other ground-based stuff. So I mentioned we'll skip POP 100. So that's the second page now, package 131, short sale limitation. So this is for our State Forest Division, and this is a $12 million other fund limitation request. What we're doing here is asking for additional limitation requests for other fund to accommodate short sale methods within timber sales that State Forest manages. And this should allow us to increase revenue in State Forest through improved business practices. Next is our new POP that you didn't see on the backgrounder that you received at the last board meeting, and that's the Common School Lands Personal Service Restoration. So I mentioned these POPs are very technical in nature, and this is one of those things. Your spreadsheet lists a $1.1 million ask. It's currently now at 609 thousand other fund limitation requests, and that's part of that technical nature as we figure out ultimately what we do have to do with this. So during the 2017-19 budget cycle, the Legislative Fiscal Office made an unspecified personal services reduction to this budget to align it with DSL's incoming budget. So it was very much an adjustment to match those two budgets from state agencies. So we're just asking for this amount to be back into the ODF budget, and this will allow us to continue this program. If the reduction was to continue, we wouldn't have enough personal services limitation to really effectively do this program. Lastly, we have package 180, our deferred maintenance, and this is a $5 million other fund request. that we're implementing through a Q bond with general fund covering the debt service. In the 2017 session, Senate Bill 1067 required all agencies to request at least 2% of the current replacement value for its facilities, and this POP is meeting that requirement. You'll notice on the spreadsheet that that would come in as other funds to the agency, hence why it's listed as other funds, although we're asking for general funds to cover the debt service for that bond request. Absent any questions, it's up for POP 100, which is the big one, which has our position and FTE request, and that would be Doug Graff for the next topic. Any questions?
I guess I have one. Yeah. Just maybe I missed it. I'm confused on the sort sale. Why do we need funds to start that process?
We don't need funds. We need the limitation for the increased revenue that we anticipate through using sort sale, because we do anticipate revenues being higher, so we need that extra capacity for that revenue.
Gotcha. Okay.
The other aspect of that is that we do more transactions to conduct a sort sale, we need the limitation to individually contract rather than just doing one lump sum.
Great. Thanks.